Oh, hey.
If it isn't my favorite big sister.
Yeah, I'm okay. What's up? What am I wearing?
It's just some stuff a friend bought for me.
Why? What's it to you if a boy wants to wear a skirt and get dolled up every now and then?
Mm-hmm.
She said I'd look so pretty dressed up in girls' clothes, and she even did my makeup and let me borrow her heels. She said she'd let me stay at her place tonight, actually, but you know Mom and Dad would have a heart attack if it wasn't home by 11. They even had to send their daughter to come check in on me just to make sure I didn't get up to any trouble.
No, I did not have anything to drink. I just had a little bit of this lemonade thing my friend made.
It might have been a little more than lemonade, but that's why my favorite big sister's driving me home, right?
What? I may not be old enough to buy alcohol, but there's no law against drinking it.
Oh, lighten up. You're getting me out of here anyways, right?
Well, no, I'm not pleased about it, but it's not like I have a choice. I mean, I could have rode home with my friends, but it's not like Mom or Dad would ever sign off on that.
Yeah, all my friends left already. I'm pretty much the only guy here. At least in my friend group. Everyone else here is trying to hook up, and I don't know, I have been getting a lot of stares. I think a lot of the guys are too drunk to tell if I'm a girl or not, and I don't know if they'd care if they found out the answer.
Oh, lighten up. I'm fine. They're just staring. They're all nerds.
Oh, God, I've never actually felt this wanted before, though. One of my friends had to help me get up the stairs every time I wanted to use the bathroom, and I swear this girl just couldn't take her eyes off my ass.
I might have let her get a glance once or twice, but I mean, I couldn't help it. I caught her staring at me, and oh God, she looked away so fast. Oh man, it's too bad she had to go home early. I could have actually had fun for once.
What? You and Mom never let me have any fun. Even Dad barely wanted me coming to a college party. Besides, it's not like I've actually got a chance of hooking up with anyone. Mom and Dad won't even let me out of the house for more than a few hours without calling back.
Hey, okay, just because you're older than me doesn't mean you're the only person who should get to have some fun every now and then. I know how to look out for myself. I just want a little freedom and actually do what I want, you know? It's not like I'm going to go partying every night. It's just, I'd like the option to at least, you know, hang out and fool around every now and then.
Hey, you know, they'd probably be fine if I stayed here a little longer, just as long as you were here, so why don't we hang out for a little bit, you know?
Oh, it won't take that long. Just come share one drink with me and then we can go, okay? Everyone's in the basement. No one's gonna bother us anyways if we're upstairs.
Oh, come on. We never do anything fun anymore.
Let's just have a little drink and then you can drive me home to live under Mom and Dad's constant scrutiny again, okay?
Wait, really?
Shit, yeah, come in. What the fuck?
Everyone's in the basement. Don't worry. I swear, okay?
Yeah, let's just get upstairs, okay? No one's gonna come up to us.
Well, yeah, I'm wearing panties. What else are you supposed to wear under a skirt?
But you're the one doing all the looking, perv, okay? Stop staring if it bothers you so much.
Dude, relax. I know you're my sister, okay? I'm just teasing. It's not like you're actually gonna get a glance at me or anything.
You didn't, right?
Whatever. Here we are, okay? I told you it was gonna be a short walk.
There. Privacy.
You can text Mom and Dad if you need to. Just let them know we're gonna be a few hours late to the house, okay?
What? We're only gonna stay for a few minutes?
Can you at least split a drink with me then?
God, you're so boring.
Oh, fuck off. It's for my own good. You don't want me drinking with my friends. You don't want me drinking with you. Am I just supposed to be boring and stay at home my whole life like Mom and Dad? You're like the only person who ever let me do anything, and now you're going to start prooting out on me too? You know, you're literally the only person Mom and Dad ever liked me talking to, and it's like they don't even want me hanging around you anymore. And no one else wants to hang out with me since they never let me leave the house. Dad doesn't like it when I have people over, and Mom still doesn't think I'm ready to spend the night away from home. They used to tell me that they'd let me go out more when I grew up, but now they just tell me that they don't want me to getting in trouble since that's just what people do at my age.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm putting a lot of this on you. Just,
I don't get why they trust you so much and they don't trust me to do anything. It's not fair, you know? And I know life isn't fair, but I don't know. I at least want to be able to hang out with you. So what if they caught me watching porn a few times? I have a lot of goddamn hormones to work out, okay? You know Dad still watches porn when Mom's out the house. They hate it when I talk to girls, so the least they could do is let me watch porn every now and then. God, they're such fucking hypocrites, but no, they even called their internet people and told them to notify them of any adult services coming from my devices. God, I can't fucking believe how hard they cracked down on my life. Yeah, I haven't, you know, in, like, months. Well, dude, they get fucking suspicious when I'm in the bathroom too long. I'll be taking a shit and they'll start knocking on the door asking if I'm jerking it. No sense of fucking privacy in that house either. Well, I was really hoping that maybe tonight I'd get lucky or whatever, and things were looking really good, but I mean, you really couldn't, like, come back later and just text Mom and Dad saying you're taking me out to eat or something. I just need, like 1 hour where nobody's going to go tearing the neighborhood apart looking for me, and I can actually, I don't know, build a relationship or something. Yes, I'm this horny. Okay, when was the last time you went months without getting off? Okay, well, it's easy for you to say because Mom and Dad let you have anything. They don't pull this fucking Gestapo act on you like they do with me. They let you have a boyfriend, a car, and a full ride to your dream college, and they don't even let me have you. What do you mean, what did I say? I said they don't even let me hang out with you, okay? It's just a fact. They don't like us hanging out. They don't want me bothering you or whatever. No, I didn't mean exactly what I said, okay? I meant, you know what I meant. Look, you know I've always liked you, okay? No bullshit. Just, when I was a kid, I liked you or whatever, and I think Mom and Dad always knew, and they think I still have feelings or fucking whatever. Like, whatever. They don't know what they're talking about, right? Even if they're right, like, it'd be completely their fault because they never even let me see any other girls, okay? Like, it's their own faults. What? No, dude, I don't still have, like, feelings for you or whatever. It's just, I mean, yeah, I probably had, like, a kid crush on you or something before I, like, knew any better, but you're just my favorite to hang out with, okay? And I always liked playing dress-up with you because you never wanted to play Halo. So, yeah, it's what it is, okay? You're, like, the only girl I ever hung out with. Yeah, I mean, I said a lot of shit to you. I always said a lot, but, you know, you're, like, my only friend, right? Like, I'm so fucking lame. They don't let me do anything. You're the only person who really knows me. But it's not, like, a sex thing, you know? It was just having fun and being around. And you always smelled really nice, and you were the only person who ever paid attention to me. Yeah, bunking with you was the closest I ever got to a sleepover with my crush, you know? God, I can't believe I'm admitting this to you. Like, back then, I mean, when I, like, maybe I had a thing for you. How long ago? Dude, I don't know. Don't make me answer that. I have to think about it. It was so long ago. You don't have to worry about it, I swear. It was, like, at least 3 or a few years ago. I don't know. Yeah, that was a long time ago, okay? I said at least 5, okay? Like, at least 5 years or something. It was probably close to, like, 10 years ago or something. Just, I mean, it stopped when I was, like, middle school, I think. Like, high school, absolute latest. Of course, I'm serious. Hey, what the hell are you doing? Why are you getting close? Yeah, I'm looking at you, okay? What's your problem? I mean, yeah, I'm telling the truth, okay? I had a little thing for you, and it was years ago, and it's nothing anymore. And it's not like you had no idea or whatever. Like, you had to have known. You were older than me, and you always, you know, were better with that stuff. Do I still have a crush on you? What? Dude, you're my sister, weirdo. Hey, get off of me, you creep. Yeah, I'm hard. Okay, I told you I was this close to getting laid. You can't be surprised if I... What? No, it's not for you or anything. Well, yeah, I think you're pretty. You're my sister, okay? Like, I'm not gonna think you're ugly or whatever. And well, that's a dumb question, because, like, I mean, if we weren't related, I don't know, maybe I'd, like, still have a thing for you, but you'd be, like, my cool next-door best friend or something. You wouldn't be, like, a girl I'd be into, like, for that long. God, shut up, okay? I don't want to talk about this anymore. You're always the one who wanted to play Family together anyways, okay? If you were content just playing TF2 together, we could have avoided this entire conversation. Yeah, what, you didn't think about the fact that playing Mommy and Daddy with your little brother might have messed him up in some ways, you idiot? I mean, I guess you couldn't have known how Mom and Dad would have been about me, but that's the closest I ever got to a relationship, okay, dork? Like, think about that for a second, and maybe you'll get how I'm not exactly pleased about this whole situation. Pretending my own older sister wasn't actually related to me was the only way my parents ever liked me thinking about a relationship. And that's a little messed up, don't you think? Do I still want to pretend? What kind of question is that? I mean, it'd be nice, it'd be convenient. What do I mean? Come on. You're not that stupid, and you're not that sick as to want to hear me say it. I never got over you. Yeah. So, if you're done interrogating me, we can get out of here if you want. You want to split a drink? I'm game. Yeah, here. It's not shit, I promise. I think. I've never really had alcohol before today. I don't know, it's lemonade. I think you just poured half a shot of vodka in there. That's how you make a screwdriver, right? A screwdriver's orange juice? What? Well, that doesn't make any sense. I thought the screwdriver was like a metaphor, you know? Like, you're digging inside of an... Well, I guess digging inside of an orange and a lemon are kind of the same process. Oh, shut up. I do not sound like an idiot, okay? I'm like six drinks over you right now. You have no... Shit. Don't tell Mom and Dad that, please. Really? You're not gonna tell them I was drinking? Or cross-dressing? Or just in general being weird and having all sorts of feelings for my sister? Thanks. I'll be honest. I thought I completely fucking disgusted you. Not that you can't be disgust and pitiful for me, but I don't know. I mean, it's not every day you get to confess to your sister that you're still into her. Yeah, sorry. I'm the one who keeps bringing it up. What? In case you didn't get the whole speech, I've never, like, held hands with a girl, dude. I've definitely never fucking kissed one, so. I was hoping to tonight. I got close. I got really close, actually, but, I don't know. Honestly, I can't do it, if I'm being honest with myself. No, I mean, Mom and Dad are fucking assholes. They're strict and way too just protective, or I don't even know, but I don't know. Some part of me still feels bad, like, betraying them, I guess. I mean, I don't want them to be unhappy with me. I'm not happy the way things are. And I don't know what I can do about that. So it doesn't feel good to do all this and whatever. I just needed to demystify it, and they just let me did that once every fucking few
whatever, it's not going to happen, so. What? I'm sorry, what did you just say? I don't think I heard you correctly about kissing. Yeah, we could kiss, that's what I thought you said, and I don't know what you want me to say to that, other than try and change subjects, which, in case you haven't noticed, I'm a little impaired and can't do with the greatest finesse. Of course I still think you're attractive. You just are. I know, what I said earlier, but we can't do this. I know Mom and Dad will never let me near another girl, but I don't think you understand that it's not like a little thing I had for you. Okay, it was kind of big. It was kind of, wow, this is hard to explain, but you're gonna make me do that, aren't you? You're gonna make me talk about it. Hey, you don't get that close to me. That's not good. No, I don't want to head back home. Yeah, I like where this is going. Come on, don't look at me like that. Because I can't tell if you're serious or not. And if you're fucking with me, I'm going to fucking embarrass myself. And I'm never going to lose this town, but if you're not, I don't want to miss this opportunity, because you have no idea what I feel for you. You have no idea how badly I struggle with what I feel for you. It's why I want to do this. I can't keep having these feelings for you. I need to find some other way to get them out of my system, and I just need to be away from you. And I'd love to keep hanging out with you and being around you, but I need some other girl in my life to feel this way about, to want to be this way with. God. Shut up. I'm not. Whatever. It's just. Hey. Let's just pretend for a moment that that we aren't brother and sister anymore. And are we really doing this? Because I'm not gonna stop you from doing it. I just need you to know that I can't start it myself, okay? I can't let myself be the one who did this to us. I'm sorry, but God, no one felt right. It felt right. I'm sorry, I can't think or move. I just. Oh, God. Fuck. Need to get off of me because I'm getting really hard, and then the way your crotch is feeling against me, it's just, oh, we really can't do. Yeah. You feel like, oh, you can't touch me there. You can't. Oh, you're my sister. Oh, God, my neck. Oh, I guess it's there. Yeah, I needed it. I am really. Fuck. I'm so dizzy. No. I can't. Run to me. Yeah, I'm looking at you. Yes, I love you. I love you. I can't hold my pulse. You. I guess I'm hard. So hard. You could pull my panties to the side. Yeah. Around my skirt. Oh, yeah. Fuck my cock. It's just. No. It's big for you. No, I want you to touch it. I want you to touch it. Girls never touched me around there before. I used to do it to you, you know. I used to stroke myself like this to you. Yeah. Oh God, your hands, yes, like that. They took my horn away, and you were all that was left. I used to sneak into your room and sniff your panties. I used to grab your old sweaters and hold them tightly and huff them while stroking my cock into your underwear. I stole your bras, your panties, your bed sheets, your pillowcases. I shot cum inside of them and I didn't wash them. I put them back and I let you wear them. Oh God, yeah, that's why I stayed in my room when it was just us two, because I always had such hard on thinking about you walking around in my cum stained clothes. I'm so sorry, it's just you were all I had. I didn't have anyone else. I needed you. What? No, just slow down. I'm so close, you can't make me hold it. No, please, I'm sorry. I had no idea. I can't. I'm sorry. Oh God, I made a mess all over your head. I'm sorry, but you have no idea how long I've been fantasizing about this. How I'm wanting this. I'm really pathetic, you know. I came from my older sister. Just, please don't tell mom or dad, okay? I promise I'll make good. It's you. Just don't tell them. Yeah, yes, anything. I'll do anything. What? Oh, I can't come inside of you. I said it to anything. The world's run on porn logic, sis. I can't. I mean, it'd feel good, yeah. You don't understand. We can't do this. If you do this, I'm gonna need you. I'm gonna need you so fucking bad. I'm gonna need your pussy. Oh, you can't let me put it inside. Oh, God, every morning, every day, I'm gonna need you. I'd never fucking leave the house. I'd just fuck your brains out every day. You can't do that to me. You can't get me hooked on you. No. Don't rub against my cock. With your pussy. It feel good and on my heart again. Oh, God. You have to be merciful, sis. Oh, God, you're so tight. Oh, is my cock good for you? Oh, nice and thick. Nice and deep. Good. You smell so good. Shit. Wait. No, the door isn't locked. Someone could walk in. Someone could see me fucking my own sister. Yeah, I guess they wouldn't know it was us, but... Oh, God, they'd see us fucking... Oh, they'd see me shooting my cum inside of my older sister. I'm sorry, I can't kiss back. She just... It's going. Hold me. I can't breathe. There we go. We need to go home. I'm just dying. I wonder where we are. You'll let them know we're gonna be home tomorrow? Sorry, words are hard. We can work this out later. I need you. Right here. Mm-hmm.